Best thing that's ever happened to you financially. Go.
Easy. Sold my car on Carvana. Amazing offer.
Really? I hit 200 on the scratcher.
Did the scratcher come to your house and hand you a check?
No.
How many scratchers did you hit to get that? I hit a button on Carvana.com once.
Okay, that's fair.
It's like the lottery, except you always win.
Not like the lottery at all, actually.
Exactly. Inexplicably good. Offers worth bragging about. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love. Or the trends everyone's obsessing over. Or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Tommy Lou Gowerd.
Start Dart.
I love Tommy.
No biggie.
Dude's dogs damn it.
I believe in positive Tommy.
Oh, I've been working nights.
They call me Tommy the Rationalizer.
We all know Tommy Lugauer is a generational talent.
It's After Hours with Tommy Lugauer on The Fan.
Say it, honey.
All right, let's go. Tommy Lugauer. Loogie. Phone number to call, as always, 888-808-1019. Before we get going on the Knicks, I just want to say that I hope all the moms out there had a very lovely, a very wonderful, a very happy Mother's Day. None of us would be here without you. It is a thankless, tireless job to be a mother, and not just mothers, grandmothers. The women in our lives that are here, and we wouldn't be here without them, and those mothers and grandmothers that would do anything for their babies. And their kids and those that they love. And really, moms should be celebrated every day, not just on Mother's Day. Yes, we've picked a day once a year to uniformly thank all the moms out there and celebrate all the moms out there. But in reality, every day should be Mother's Day because we would not be here without them. Moms are always in our corner. And it is a thankless, tireless job to be a mother. Especially if you're like me, an only child. Imagine, I mean, that's not the easiest draw for a mom. Or think about if you're a mom and you have three or four kids, which is also not the easiest draw. So if you have multiple siblings, make sure you got your mom a little extra something this year because she's certainly earned and deserved it. So happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. I hope you had a wonderful Sunday. I hope it was a great Mother's Day. As it was a great day to be a Knicks fan. Let's just all take this moment in before we get going here, 5 hour after hour show. The Knicks are going back to the Eastern Conference Finals. Not for the first time in 20 years, not for the first time in 10 years, not for the first time in 5 years. They are going back to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time since last year. So back-to-back years in the Eastern Conference Finals. And I think it's always important in this run that they're having to take a step back and understand where this franchise was. Where this franchise was before Tibbs. Where it was before a Julius Randle. Where it was before a Jalen Brunson. Where it was before a Leon Rose, a Karl Anthony Towns, an OG Anunoby. A Josh Hart. On and on and on and on. And everybody that has played a part in building what the Knicks are today. Because for so many years, so many decades, the Knicks were the worst run franchise in the NBA. And you can make an argument across the sports landscape, but certainly in the NBA. And when you consider, and you're seeing it now, and you saw it back then too, but when you consider not only just where they play basketball, the resources, the passion of the fans, the city that they play in, the expectations, to have all those years and years and years of bad, embarrassing basketball, there really was no excuse for it. We all lived it, though, or most of us, for sure. Certainly, if you are on the younger side here and you didn't see a lot of the lean years, or if any of them, well, you'd have to be certainly very young, but, you know, you're 10. Because I remember growing up when I started watching the 90s Knicks, I thought it was going to last forever. I thought Knick basketball was going to be like that for the rest of my life. Now, I hoped it would be championships, but as far as year in, year out, the team is good. There are playoff games every year. There's excitement every year. There's expectations every year. And I know a lot of people love to harken back to the 90s and say, man, you should have been there. It was great. Not only to be a Knick fan, but basketball in general. And I think a lot of that had to do with, sure, you love the style of play. But also, it had to do with the fact that the Knicks ran the city. They were great. And even though they didn't ultimately win a championship year in and year out, they were in the playoffs, going on deep runs. And the passion and energy that was at Madison Square Garden for those playoff games, even the regular season games that were sports wars, and all the series that you had with the Bulls and with the Pacers and with the Heat, and obviously some of that bleeding into the new millennium. You know, all that stuff that we didn't see for decades, because I thought it would last forever. I really did. Obviously, players retire, but I just figured new players would come along, and they would be just as good as Patrick Ewing, just as good as Charles Oakley, just as good as John Starks, just as good as Anthony Mason, just as good as Latrell Sprewell, just as good as Allen Houston, just as good as Larry Johnson. And that did not happen. Outside of a little glimmer of hope with Melo and with Stat, but we know that that run there did not have the sustained winning that most of us expected it would have. And certainly before that, there were lean years, and that's probably being nice by calling them lean years. So taking that all into account, it's important to just step back as Knick fans and say, this team is going back to the Eastern Conference Finals for the second straight year. And not only are they going back, they, along with the rest of us, get to put our feet up. Get to put our feet up. Sit in the recliner, chill on the couch, wherever it is. Now, weather's getting nicer. Chill by the pool and relax and watch the rest of the playoffs. But in particular, the series that is going on between the Pistons and Cavs, and await the winner. And say, good luck to those opponents there. Good luck to the Pistons. Good luck to those teams. You have the Pistons and the Cavs. Good luck to you. Because what's waiting for you, your prize for winning this series, is the Knicks. And this run, this current dominant run, is the best and most dominant Knicks run of my lifetime. A lifetime of Knicks fandom that has spanned decades. This is the most dominant. And in many ways, the most enjoyable. Because there's no sweat. There's no tension. There's no pulling your hair out. I mean, this series was so one-sided. There was never a moment that I thought they would lose a game. At no point, even on Friday night.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com. An Autodesk company.
At the watch party that I was at, and shout out to Buddy, shout out to everybody at Corona. It was an awesome, we'll talk about that more as we go along throughout the week, but that was an awesome showing there on Friday. Even as I'm sitting there watching that game in Manhattan, and the Sixers gave their best punch early on, I sat there and said, weather the storm, you know you're going to get the Sixers' best here right out of the gate, and that's exactly what the Knicks did. And ultimately, because of their star power, because of their continuity, and ultimately their depth, the Knicks were able to weather the storm. They won that game going away. And then what you got on Sunday was, for the second straight series, a closeout victory in such historic, dominating, dare I say, belt-to-ass fashion that made you not only proud of what you're watching, not only appreciative of what you're watching, because how many times were the Knicks on the other end of that or not even on any end of it? And they were sitting there like a lot of teams were on Sunday, hoping ping pong balls bounced their way. And now the Knicks are putting up 140 plus points in closeout games in the playoffs. That does not happen. Let alone once. It's happened in back-to-back series, where the Knicks are not letting up and their opponents are basically saying, we want nothing to do with your team. We want to get the heck out of here and we can't stop you. And if there was no clock, the Knicks would have put up about 7,000 points. They'd still be scoring. They shot the lights out historically in that first quarter. It was stuff that you sit back and you say, boy, this team is clicking right now on a level that I, for one, have never seen. And I can only speak to my time on this earth. So the decades, the 40 years that I've been alive and watching basketball for, what, 35 of them, essentially? But I know people older than me that have said the exact same thing, that span back a lot further than that. And the game has changed, I understand that, and it opens itself up more to 140-point nights. But in the regular season, not in the playoffs. This is not a Thursday night and you're playing the whoever, the Bulls. And a team that's either trying to lose on purpose or resting players or they're on a back-to-back or whatever the case may be. They spent the Saturday night in New York City and they weren't going to church before the game. And they're tired, and the Knicks, it's a ready to, you know, a noon start at the Garden on a Sunday, which is a Knicks special. This is the playoffs. And right now, the Knicks are a runaway freight train. And they are having the best and most dominant run of my lifetime. Not just beating teams, but putting these games in the rearview mirror before you even get tense. Even game two, which was, I think, historical as far as lead changes. I never at one point in that game thought the Knicks were losing. Didn't think they were losing. And they didn't. And they didn't have a single sweat. In my estimation, because if you want to say they sweated that game out, not from where I was sitting. I at no point had a bead of water go down my forehead because I was supremely confident that they were going to win that game. And I was supremely confident they were going to win this series, which is why on Thursday, I harped on the point of keeping OG Anunoby in bubble wrap. Which is exactly what the Knicks did. Now, we'll never know. It's going to be one of those things that we'll never know. Because somebody could say something. Somebody could report on it. Somebody could speculate on it. Somebody could ponder what would have happened. But I don't think Anunoby was going to play in this series unless it got dicey. Even if Philly had won game three. I don't think Anunoby would have been on the court on Sunday. Look what they did without him. They didn't need him this series. Use your eyes. The Knicks were a superior team who's on a generational run right now that has the depth, that has the experience, that has the talent, that has the coaching, that has the size. They have everything. They have all the ingredients. And sometimes ingredients isn't enough. You need to have the right chef in the kitchen to put all those ingredients together to turn it into a championship team. Dare I say Mike Brown is that guy? Because this is a Knick team that we always knew was there. Look, I've said it on the radio before. This is the most talented Knicks roster of my lifetime. I've been saying that for years. And they've only gotten more and more talented. And now, obviously, with the bench being utilized, you not only have the talent, which we know is in the starting five, but now you have the bench, which has a ton of vets and a ton of talent in their own right. And now they're being utilized. I said it for years. When you get to the playoffs, you have to play 8, 9, 10 guys. That's what the best teams do. That's what the Thunder do. That's what the Pacers did to the Knicks. You have to fight fire with fire. And even if you don't think you have the right personnel, doesn't matter. You have to put them on the court. Because you're going to get run out of the gym if you don't. Now, the Sixers had nobody to go to. But it was a perfect example of when you have no depth, which is exactly what the Sixers have. Like, literally, they couldn't go to anybody. I think the Knicks had depth these last couple years. Not like they do now, but they had more depth than they utilized. But when you're lacking in depth, or there's a hesitancy or even a stubbornness to go to the depth that you have, when you get to the elite teams in the playoffs, you're going to get boat raced because the pace of play, and no pun intended, considering it was the Pacers that did it, and the amount of bodies that are going to get thrown at you, it's too much. I don't care how great Brunson is. I don't care how great Cat is. I don't care how great Anunoby is in his own right. You know, I was saying this the other night, and I've said it on the air before, but it's worth repeating. And we'll get into, there's so many different branches with the Knicks that I want to get to over the next 4.5 hours. But I want to start off with just the dominant run that they're having here, and it's the most dominant Knick run of my lifetime. But when it comes to OG Anunoby, and like I said, I would have rested him for the rest of the series unless it got dicey. I didn't think it would get dicey, so I was very confident in that statement. I figured the Knicks would either split in Philly or sweep. It was going to go 4 or 5. It was never going any further than that. Anunoby was not needed. They had a 2-0 series lead. They have more talent. They have more depth. It was over. And Anunoby, who knows the extent of it, but at bare minimum, it's just a hamstring strain, and the last thing you want to do is make it worse or injure another body part. And when you consider his injury history, to me, they could ill afford to push it. They could ill afford to put him out there and risk further injury or something even worse to another body part. But when it comes to OG Anunoby, because we always think about the greatness of Brunson, of course, the greatness of Cat, of course. OG Anunoby, I don't know if it's the fact that he is, because he's more of a, I don't even know if it's the right word to say, complimentary, but he's not an all-star. He's not the guy that you first think of with this team, especially from, you know, let's think about how the league perceives the Knicks. They don't say, all right, the Knicks are playing the Lakers and it's OG Anunoby against LeBron. They're going to say it's the Jalen Brunson Knicks or the Karl Anthony Towns Knicks. They're never going to say, they might even throw Bridges in there over Anunoby. I think part of that is OG's personality, which isn't, he doesn't have an electric personality. He doesn't have a ton of charisma, kind of just goes about his business. But I've said this on the air a lot, but I haven't said it in a while. If OG Anunoby had his own team, he would be Kawhi Leonard. That's his game. That's how good he is. But on this team, you know, it kind of gets, to a degree, overshadowed. I mean, the real ones know how important he is. You know, the diehard, everybody that watches the Knicks games day in and day out and knows this team and follows this team, you know how important he is and how important he's been. But if he had his own team, just take a random team that didn't have star players, like it was just, but it was his team, he would be Kawhi Leonard. That's how good his game is. But on this team, he's the third best player. But he's very important. And even though they didn't miss him in these last couple games, they probably could have sat their starters and won by 40. I'm not even joking. Like, if you put Shamet out there, if you put Deuce out there, if you put Clarkson out there, I think the Knicks bench would have beaten the Sixers starters. That's how bad it was. And that's how much more depth the Knicks have. Put Alvarado out there. It was a total mismatch, and the Knicks did not play with their food, which they did a little bit in the first round. And maybe that was a wake-up call, going down 2-1 in that series. Like before this 7-game winning streak in the playoffs, the Knicks were down to a game where you could, maybe not must win, but you don't want to go down 3-1 in a series. That's for sure. Backs against the wall, no doubt. And they responded in a big-time way and have completely ran downhill since. Dismantling and destroying everything in their path. And taking a team in Philly that I thought was going to be dangerous. Even with their lack of depth. And the Knicks made quick, historical work of the Sixers. And in doing so, not only embarrassed them on the court, and we're going to get into this way more here throughout the show, the embarrassment that the city of Philadelphia is dealing with now, a so-called sports town, and we'll get into what Josh Hart had to say about him as well, but this so-called, we're big, bad, tough Philly, we're this sports town, we almost have this fortress over our city, and if you dare invade it, if you dare penetrate it, you will pay a major price. Well, the Knicks and their fans essentially came up, pulled up to the crib, walked in the door, drank all the beer in the fridge, ate all the potato chips, sat on the couch, ruffled up the cushions, went to the bathroom, dropped a deuce, didn't flush, and left. And said, good luck with the bill cleaning this. Because that's essentially what happened over the weekend in Philadelphia. And there wasn't a damn thing anybody down there could do about it. Boy, is that satisfying. I was there a couple years ago for Game 6. That was off the charts incredible. Amazing. If you bottle it up and sell it, you'd be a billionaire. That feeling of walking out of an opponent's arena after you knock them out of the playoffs and your team's advancing. And that camaraderie that you feel with the other fans that are there. But that game was tight. It was obviously a great series. To completely take over a so-called sports town's building. Not just once. Because Friday night was that you knock them down. And then Sunday you knock them out. To the point where Embiid's at the free throw line. And there are Knicks fans behind the net holding up pictures of Mitchell Robinson posterizing him. This is in Philly, not Madison Square Garden. But it was hard to tell the difference on Sunday. Sweeping an opponent, doing this to an opponent, is always special and eye-opening. Doing it to Philly, and it was a rough weekend for Philly. And we're going to get into more of that, but it was a rough weekend. Tough times in Philly right now. Not a lot to hang your hat on, that's for sure. They'll be talking Eagles football next week for the next 6 months. They don't got a lot else to talk about. Because I'm not buying the Philly stuff either, by the way. Nor was I buying them going into the year. And certainly with their hockey team getting swept. That's right, I know Puck. And their basketball team getting absolutely blitzkrieged. They'll mourn for this week and they'll, you know, requiem for these teams. But then after that, it will be Eagles talk. And boy, maybe the Giants and New York, because we know that we've dominated the playoff series over the last couple years or the last couple meetings. Wouldn't it be nice for the Giants to get a piece of the Eagles? But that's way down the line, and we'll have plenty of time to talk about the Giants. But it's all about the Knicks tonight. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. There's so many subplots to this series win and the way this team is playing right now, and a few of them I'm going to tease here because I want to cover them. First one is the idea of rest or momentum. Rest or momentum. So keep that in the back of your mind because obviously the Knicks are going to have rest and not necessarily momentum. So that's one of them. The other one I want to talk about is Mike Brown and the job that he has done over the last couple weeks and all the things that you hired Mike Brown for you're seeing now in this playoff run. Plus the brilliance of Karl Anthony Towns, Mikal Bridges getting unlocked, and we are going to just relish in the absolute embarrassment that took place in Philly and the embarrassment that they felt by the Knicks fan not only taking over their building, but the Knicks dog-walking the Sixers all series long. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. It is Loogie here in the late night. Another 4.5 to go. We'll get to your calls coming up. The phone number to join the conversation is 888-808-1019. Tommy Lugauer here on The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
12:30 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer.
Lukey.
It is After Hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call into the show. We will get to those calls in just 1 second here. But first, The Fan Focus is presented by Chef IQ. Is perfect steak possible? Discover how at chefiq.com. The Knicks completed the sweep of the Sixers today, or yesterday, as it were, which means two things. Number one, they were dominant. They were the better team by a wide margin. They didn't play with their food, and they took care of business. The flip side of that is now they sit back, and obviously getting Anunoby healthy is paramount. And Josh Hart, a little banged up with the hand, although Josh Hart, who I've said a million times, is either cloned or the most well-conditioned athlete of all time. I mean, he hurts his hand and they essentially put duct tape on it, and he comes back out there and he does Josh Hart-type things. But now we as fans get to sit back, chill, relax. But same thing with the players. And now it's all about Pistons, Cavs. And that series is 2-1 in favor of Detroit. As we stand right now, the earliest the next round and the Eastern Conference Finals could start is this coming Sunday. Which means the Knicks could be looking at a week or more off. And it's that classic debate. Rest versus momentum. Rest versus momentum. And my lean right now is I'd rather have the team continue this momentum. Obviously, Anunoby getting some rest would help, but overall, I think the momentum that they have right now, it would be better suited for them to keep going. Because I think when you have a week plus off, sometimes it takes a little bit to get going. Now, maybe it's only a quarter, maybe it's only a half. And obviously, the team that you're playing will be tired coming off the series they have, because especially if it's the Pistons, if they have to go back-to-back seven-game series, which would be advantageous for sure for the Knicks, because they'd be the more, you know, less a team that has gone through it over the first couple rounds. But I always lean momentum, even with the situation they're dealing with Anunoby. But sometimes you're so damn good that this is what you're dealing with. And when you sweep a team, this is what you face. The fact that you have to now sit home. Now, look, the Pistons, but here's the thing. Even if Detroit wins this series in five, which I'm not totally buying that they're going to. I think Detroit wins the series because I think in a lot of ways the Cavs are gutless, especially Harden. But I don't see Detroit wrapping this up in five. And even if they do, the series, the earliest it would start, according to my research, is this coming Sunday. So no matter what, the Knicks are going to have at least, what is that, 6 days off? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday? 6 days off before the next game? That's a lot of time. And Nick Saban calls that rat poison. And what he means by that is, what is going to be the topic on this radio station and really across the globe for the next 6 days? It's going to be the Knicks are the greatest. The greatest thing ever. They're going to win a championship. They're not going to lose another game. And the players are going to hear that. Now, when Nick Saban says it, it's about college players, you know, because obviously he's coaching in Alabama. I think pros, it's not like you're young dudes playing in college. And I think you have the focus and the overall, you know, eyes on the prize that you're not going to allow the noise, which I assume they're going to block out. You'd like to think that they're not going to be, because if they go on Twitter right now or they listen to this radio station for the next 6 days or they read the newspaper or whatever the case may be, go on Instagram. If you're a player on the Knicks or your coach on the Knicks, all you're going to hear is how great everything is. That's all you're going to hear. And that could be rat poison sometimes. So my advice would be, don't pay attention to any of it because you might feel like, well, we're invincible. And as great as it's been, there is always a situation where there's kryptonite. Let's go to Jeff in South Florida. What's up, Jeff?
How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, so first thing I want to point out is that they actually lowered their margin of victory the last 2 years in the closeout games because, if you remember, they beat Boston by, I believe it was 38 in the second last year, combined with the 49-point win against the Hawks, this 30-point win.
Yeah. They took their foot off the gas a little bit. They also didn't play a single guy in the fourth quarter of note. Yeah, no, that was one of those things where you have to. I was even saying it, Jeff, in the second quarter. I was legitimately already pulling everybody off the court, like a mom pulling everybody by the ear. Get this guy off the court, get that guy off the court, because you knew it was over. And you worry about injury in general. Like Clarkson went down with a little something, he shook it off. Hart went down with a little something, he shook it off. Cat went down with a little something, he shook it off. But you know Embiid's a dirty player, and with the series over and the fact that this situation in Philly is embarrassing because it's all Knicks fans, it wouldn't put it past. And he got embarrassed by Mitch with the dunk getting posterized. I wouldn't put it past Embiid to do something like a sucker move or something like that, punch, whatever the case may be, elbow. And the last thing I wanted was an injury. So I was already in the second quarter saying, get everybody off the court.
Yeah. And you knew that they were going to come out and play in the third quarter like they did in the Hawks game. But I know what you're saying. And like I said, it's a rust type thing. But honestly, I think it's a bigger hindrance in baseball because you saw it with the Mets when they swept in the NLCS.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, they were leading in the bottom of the ninth inning, so I guess you could say it wasn't, but,
you could say it based on the result of the series, if you want to go that route. I wouldn't. Well, I think the Royals were just a team of destiny that year, and I've said that a million times, but maybe early on, though, like, there's something to be said. Now, baseball with starting pitchers, that kind of kills the momentum, but with basketball, I think there is such a thing. Now, the flip side to it would be if Detroit either wins in five, and they have to rest. You know what I mean? They're sitting there for days as well, so they could lose a little bit of their edge. But they'll also be in front of their home crowd, so you think that would perk them up.
Right.
For game one.
Yeah, and you know, after last year, after we eliminated them, won all three games in Detroit, they're going to be ready. And
I said that all year. Detroit felt, I'm sure if you asked every player and every coach to a man, they thought they were jobbed in that series. They thought they were the better team. They thought they should have won the series. If a couple calls went their way, they pushed the Knicks to the brink. And Detroit has spent an entire season, not only in the head-to-head matchups against the Knicks, but an entire year waiting, hoping, wishing for an opportunity to see the Knicks again in the playoffs. Now they're getting a different Knicks team this year. Even though the Knicks beat them last year, they're getting a better and deeper Knicks team this year and a team that is riding a wave of momentum that you hope is not lost over the next week or so, which is on the players, which is on the coaching staff, like I said, to keep their eyes on the prize, keep focused, no rat poison, and know that whatever team you see here, but in all likelihood it's going to be the Pistons, they're a major step up from the Sixers.
Yeah, oh, definitely. And the thing is, I feel just the same way in the opposite direction. After game three, there were a lot of people saying, fire Mike Brown, and all this nonsense. And you know that Brunson led Knicks team. Brunson Hart, you know, that they're not falling for any of this stuff. If they lose, it's going to be because they get outplayed. It's not going to be anything else like that. And the one thing they could look at if they're saying, oh, they're great, they're going to win, just look at the Thunder. All the Thunder have done is won every single game, mostly comfortably, without their second-best player, Jalen Williams.
Yep.
And by the way, they're the same champion, and they're very young and have a deeper team than the Knicks do. So, again, looking forward ahead to that, but the point is anybody within the organization that's overconfident about anything, it would be foolish, to say the least.
If anything, right now the fans are overconfident, and I think a lot of media types. I'm not saying Knick fan media types, but I just think because you know how it works. You know, one day the Knicks are garbage, the next day now they're going to win. You're going to hear it all day tomorrow. They're going to win the championship. They're going to win the championship. It's like the focus needs to be on the Pistons. The focus needs to be on getting in the finals, and then you go from there.
So I guess game five of this half series would be Wednesday, so I guess they wouldn't play on Saturday. You're saying even if they won
I'm pretty sure the earliest the Eastern Conference Finals will start, and you can look it up, like NBA.com has all that stuff. I think the earliest it could start is Sunday.
Okay, that makes sense.
Their plan is for it to start on Tuesday, so it would be a Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday kind of thing, Monday, I guess, Memorial Day going forward, I think. That maybe that's different. Maybe there's extra rest days I'm not aware of. But, yeah, Sunday or Tuesday based on NBA.com for the start of the series.
Typically, the conference finals go in the every other day between the two.
Every other day because the other series goes that
there
day.
There is.
Yep.
Right. And the thing is that Cleveland and Detroit played seven games in their respective first round. So, either way, they're going to be... and the whole thing is, I feel like I said, they're going to get in their practices. They got, 13, 14, 15 decent players. They'll be fine, and their leadership will be fine. My friend's been there.
Oh, yeah.
Even though they don't have guys that have won a championship, they have guys that have been there and won college championships. And I thought, it was interesting. That was that big of a deal, but we knew about the banners that the Nova Knicks had, but then I realized that they did show that the other guy with the organization that did have one up there was Mo Cheeks with the 83-6ers, and his jersey was up there. So it was interesting that all the champions or banners in Philly.
Oh, yeah, well, listen, it's personal. I mean, obviously the guys like Brunson and Josh Hart and Bridges, and I appreciate the call, Jeff. It's obviously with their roots in Philly. It's personal, not just for them, but for all of us. And they took it out on the Sixers in a big-time way. And this series, it wasn't even close, but it was even a wider gap than I think we even witnessed. Like, it was just an absolute one-sided beatdown and then a takeover of Philly. An absolute takeover. Friday night was the start of it. And then what I witnessed on Mother's Day, on Sunday, and you knew it was coming, obviously, with this. Everybody in the world knew the series was over. It was over before Game 3, but it was over after Game 3. So if you're a Sixer fan, it's Mother's Day. If you're a hockey fan, your team got swept. If you like the Phillies, they're not doing that particularly well. You want to go be with your mom. The last thing you want to do is go to the arena. Now, there are some fans that, I don't want to say revel in that type of game, meaning you're there for the funeral. But I do think there are some fans that are like, no, I'm not going to. I know what I'm walking into, but this is my fate, and I'm going to accept it. And I'm not going to make any money off it. I'm just going to deal and be a glutton for punishment. Not only that, and just being, look, there's no real right or wrong way to fan in that spot. I'm not going to tell anybody to not make money. I'm not going to tell anybody to go to the game. It makes you a better fan. I don't think it makes you a better fan to be there or a better fan to sell your tickets. It's a total personal choice. That includes if it's a New York team. But you knew most people would opt for the Philly fan, that is to sell their tickets and not be there. And I also think the fact that it was Mother's Day plays into it as well. Because, like, I'm just going to go be with mom. The heck am I going to go watch my team lose by 50? But if you were at one of these games, I'd love to hear from you. I know a couple people called me up leading into the week. And they said they would call me throughout the week, so I'm not holding them to calling me tonight. They can call me. We got plenty of time to talk about the Knicks because they're not going to play a basketball game for another week. Think about this. The Yankees and Mets will play each other three times. Three times before the Knicks play another basketball game. And both will play a series before they play each other three times. Before the Knicks play another basketball game. We got a long way to go before we see the Knicks on the court again. Long way to go. But that's what happens when you dominate a series, you sweep a series. You sit around and wait for your opponent. But yeah, if you were at the games, I would love to hear from you. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Sean in Queens. What's up, Sean?
Loogie, my man. What's up, brother?
What's up?
It's been a very long time since I talked to you. I am one of the guys that I drove down 10:30 this morning, was down there by, got there about 1 o'clock, stopped at Angelo's. And the reason why I bring this up, we stopped for a cheesesteak and a pizza. The line was about 40 deep. And I'm telling you, Loogie, 90% of the people on the line were wearing Nick paraphernalia. A hat, a shirt, a whatever it was. Kids, there were children, infants. It was unbelievable. We get to the parking lot, pull in. By the way, Angelo's cheesesteak, phenomenal.
I've heard it's incredible.
Oh my God, I'm telling you, Luigi.
Pizza's good there too.
Perfect.
Right. Yeah,
it's so, the pizza was very good, really, really New York style, light and airy, very, very good. So we pull into the parking lot. And there's about 25, 30 cars. We're 2 hours early, sitting at the tailgate. All Knicks fans. I didn't see one Philly jersey at all. So we're kind of like wondering what's going on.
Well, they ran and hid. They ran and hid. And look, I understand that to a degree because they knew what was awaiting them if they went to that game. You know, not only just
right.
the fact that their team was going to get their ass kicked, but the fact that they were going to have to hear about it from Knicks fans from the second they walked into that parking lot to the second they left the parking lot.
And what we did, Loogie, was the opposite. Anybody that we saw wearing a Philly jersey, we were like, you know what? Respect. Because you're the only ones here.
Yeah,
like,
it was a different way to look at it.
Wild.
Yeah. Yeah, and like I just said, Sean, to me, if you sold your tickets or if you went, I'm not going to hate on either one. But to your point, though, if you did show your face, I mean, that says a lot because you literally know what's going to happen. Like with sports, right. the whole idea is, hey, you never know. No, you know. You know that the Sixers were going to get their brains beat in and that there was going to be 75% Knicks fans. And not only Knicks fans, but Knicks fans that are so happy and joyous and confident and cocky, and you're going to have to watch and hear that the entire game.
There's no doubt, and we showed all of those people the love that they deserved, but I'm telling you right now, unequivocally, when they announced the Knicks, the players, it was about 10 seconds, and they were pumping booze in through the system, in through the sound system.
Yeah.
Then they announced the Philly team. And when they everybody, you know, there were some cheers,
yeah.
a lot of jeers, but mostly cheers. But when they announced the bead, I'm telling you, Loogie, it was like 80% booze. It was insane.
That might be some Philly fans getting in on that booing too, by the way.
Absolutely.
They're tired of his act down there. They don't want
to
admit
it.
They don't want to give credence to what Tiki called them. They don't want to like feel like they're giving the New Yorker the, hey, we agree with you, the seal of approval. But trust me, they're tired of his act down there.
Oh, there's no doubt. It was absolutely, definitely coming from both sides with Embiid. But during the game, and I could tell you, just watching each score, when Deuce kept hitting those threes, the place went bananas.
Yeah, the loud Deuce chants.
I can tell you, in my judgment, I'd say 65-35 Knicks fans to Philly fans.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that a guy who, I go to Philly for games, they brutalize us. It's brutal.
I know it. I've been there for Met games. I've been there for Knicks games. I never did Giants-Eagles, but at some point I got to go down there. It is as bad as you think it is, it's worse.
It's so worse. And Lugie, this was a dream. It was unbelievable. We had the best cheesesteak we ever had in our lives, and we watched them get swept. It was unbelievable, man. I just wanted to call in and just let you know firsthand. It was incredible. We sat 106. I was like 17 rows off the front court, like the actual seat level. Mm-hmm. Our seats were bananas. And it was amazing. My buddy has, he lives in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
So we got the tickets right away. But my other friend, he was in New York, and they wouldn't let him buy the tickets until probably this morning. I think he bought them this morning. So they opened them up to New Yorkers, like, I guess when they realized.
Yeah, when they realized they want to make a little money, and they're not worried about your zip code anymore. Correct. Yeah, because they tried to pull that stunt where they were keeping. And I appreciate the call, Sean. And I'm glad you had a wonderful time. And what Sean experienced there, and I've experienced it, you know, going on the road and clinching a series with a victory. It's you have to do it for yourself in order to understand what it feels like. I could sit here and try to describe it to you. I could compare it to other things. But quite frankly, I don't know what to compare it to. Because I've been at home as well for it. And it's just, home is amazing. You know, I was there at Citi Field for the Lindor Grand Slam. That viral video of me and Evan and his scorebook. I mean, he held on to it for dear life. Like he was Billy Zane trying to get off the Titanic. I have a child. It's like, dude, you can put the scorebook down. I promise you, no one's going to touch it. And Al Cintron was there, and our former boss was in the background, who also had a very rough Sunday, I'm sure, because he hates the Knicks with a passion. That was incredible. But there's something about being on the road. Now, it was a little bit different here because the percentage of Knicks fans was more than the Sixer fans. But when you are in the smaller percentage and you're on the road and you win, I mean, the scenes in the lobby from Friday and Sunday, it was insane. And we've talked about this before with the TikTok bros outside Madison Square Garden. And I've defended some of that behavior. But if it gets ugly, I mean, you're trampling J.R. Smith. Nobody's getting him all. Like, stuff like that to me is where you take it too far. And it becomes about clout chasing. And when it's that, it's whatever. But when somebody can get hurt, I have a problem with that, obviously. But I told you, everyone going down to Philly, you cannot question their fandom. You want to question the TikTok bros fandom outside Madison Square Garden? Fine. But you can't question the people that plop down all that money to go down there. Because even though it's cheaper than the Garden, they didn't get in for $5. And you certainly have to commute. You know where their fandom and how diehard of fans they are that are down there. Just like Sean, just like we got a couple other people on the line that we will get to, I promise. I got you for another 4 hours. That were there as well. Basking in it. Enjoying it. Let's go to Michael in Patterson, New Jersey here on After Hours. It's Lugie in the Late Night.
Yeah, I really called in about Mike Brown, but I want to say something about the next series. You said that there's reports that Mike Brown maybe will still get fired even if the Knicks make the finals.
Yeah, that was a report, Mike, that came out, I think, right before the Hawks series or during the Hawks series.
And let's say, first of all, how many games do you think it'll take for the Knicks to win the Pistons? Or do you think they'll win? And if they do, do you think it's possible for them to win OKC, if that's the case?
Yeah, Michael, you want to talk about next year as well, my friend? I'm teasing. I don't think we should be talking about the NBA Finals and any predictions there. I believe in building this and not jumping ahead. I'll say this. Yes, they're beating the Pistons. The actual game, the number, because remember, I hit it right on the nose against the Celtics last year. And there's nothing like hitting it right on the nose. So I will give that official prediction of how many games when we know for sure it's the Pistons and we're leading into game one. Which, like I said, well, according to my research, NBA.com, you could double check my work. Always double check my work. But I'm pretty confident in that the Eastern Conference Finals would either start this coming Sunday or next Tuesday. And that doesn't matter what happens in Detroit. Well, obviously, if it's Tuesday, it would because Detroit went 7 games. But if Detroit wraps it up early, it starts Sunday. It's not like they're like, well, let's just get this going on Friday. Which I know everybody here will want and everybody in Detroit. Although, you know what? You give the Subway Series a little bit of its own stage and its own showcase. which is a whole nother bag of worms that we'll get into throughout the week. We got plenty of time to lead up for that, because like I said, we're not going to have Nick Basketball for at least 6 days here. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. I see everybody up there. Again, if you were in Philly this weekend for either game, would love to hear from you. Plus your reaction to the Knicks. You want to look ahead to the Pistons series, which I think it's going to be, or at least let's call it the Eastern Conference Finals for now. We don't want to totally disrespect the Cavs. We'll call it the Eastern Conference Finals for the time being, but I ultimately think it will end up being the Pistons. There are so many subplots I want to get into. Not only the blow that the Knicks and the fans sent to the city of Philadelphia on the court, off the court, in the way they embarrassed them over the last week. But I want to talk about Mike Brown and the job he's doing. I want to talk about Bridges being unlocked. I want to talk about Cat and whether or not this is the best basketball of his Knick career, maybe his entire career. There's so many things. Josh Hart calling out Philly and their sports fans and it being a sports town, or at least he thought it was a sports town. There's so much to do here, and we have so much time to do it. And your phone calls being a major focal point of the next 4 hours, because I want to get reaction from everybody. It's a celebratory night. The job is not done. We're only halfway home. This is a familiar now territory, having been to the Eastern Conference Finals last year as well, so back-to-back years for that. But the mission hasn't been completed. The focus should still be on next round. But you can celebrate for a night, especially because you're going to have about 6 or 7 nights, 8 nights of no Knick basketball. So plenty of time to get a little celebration in here early on in the week. The phone number to join that conversation is 888-808-1019. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer, Lugie, here in the limelight on The Fan.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.